Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents Wild Bill Hickok! Hiya, folks. Hold on to your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We've got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from the world's only talking cereal, Snap, Crackle, and Pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies!
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story of the treasure of the old number 9. Start your day off with a Snap, Crackle, Pop. Have the talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, tomorrow morning. They're fun to eat. Talk right up and tell you how fresh and crisp they are. When you pour the cream on them, they go Snap, Crackle, Pop. And boy, do they taste swell. You bet they do. Remember now, have a big bowl of Kellogg's Rice Krispies for breakfast tomorrow morning. From the thrill-packed pages recounting the history of the Old West come stories of expert gunfighters on both sides of the law. One whose name chilled the heart of every outlaw wore the badge of a United States Marshal, the greatest gunfighter of them all, Wild Bill Hickok. It was Marshal Hickok with his big deputy Jingles who was called on when danger threatened the treasure of Old Number 9.
The first word on train robbers, fire all points message to Wild...
Oh, Mr. Rennie, I...
Oh, Hickok. Where now?
Well, what's that about Hickok? Does it say Wild Bill Hickok?
Yep, sure does, and a lot more. Says them train robbers are moving west, and the first word we hear about them were to get a message to all points so's Wild Bill can get here as fast as he can.
Here? Well, what makes you think something's going to happen here?
Well, it might happen here as well as any place else. And if it does, I'll get the word to Wild Bill so fast it'll make his hat spin.
Say, be quite a feather in your cap to help catch the Choya gang your last week on the job, Mr. Rannie.
Yeah, sure would at that. Well, probably won't happen. I'll retire and sit on my porch to listen for old number 9's whistle going through twice a week.
Well, she's carrying gold today and stopping here for water.
That's right, son. Got your baggage ready off of the express car? Old Mike ain't going to want to tarry none.
Oh, he won't have to on account of me. By the time she's through at the water tower, I'll be done.
Yeah, there she is. Old Mike's pulling her right on time. Come on, let's get out there.
Ain't she a beauty, Mr. Rannie? With a red stack spreading black smoke and a long trail behind her.
Yeah, she sure is. You should have seen her scare the engines in Buffalo when we first brought her from the east.
I bet that was the sight.
Yeah.
Well, I'd better... Mr. Rannie, look!
Well, now it'd be dead wind. Jim!
Riders! 5, 6, 7 of them wearing masks.
All right, get to that express car.
Jim, it's them. It's the Choya gang. After the gold.
Can't stop them. There's too many.
No, but by gum, we can send that telegram to all points for Wild Bill Hickok. Come on.
Hey, where are you at, Jim?
Don't answer him. Duck inside.
Hurry, Mr. Rannie.
Now, if I can just read somebody. Oh, come on, somebody answer me.
There's the answer. Go on, send the message.
To all points.
Hurry, Mr. Rannie. The leader of that gang's coming this way.
Emergency. Get word to...
Hey! What's that? U.S. Marshal Wild Bill. Oh, no, you don't, you old sand devil. You ain't sending no message to Wild Bill. He talk about this, Robert.
Friends, this is Charlie Lyon and Slim, the singing cowboy. Hey, Slim, why are you raising such a fuss on that guitar?
Fuss, Charlie? Why, there's no more fuss in this here guitar than there is in making a breakfast with Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
And you know all you do to those Rice Krispies is to pour them into a bowl and eat them.
Oh, sure. Rice Krispies are all ready to go. But now, you don't sound like you're ready.
Of course I'm ready. You know how Rice Krispies tell you that they're fresh tasting and crisp and how they go snap, crackle, and pop when you put the milk on them?
Oh, yeah. They're the talking cereal.
Well, Charlie, I tell you what I was trying to do. I was just trying to work out a little musical way to say that snap, crackle, and pop.
Well, now, you did pretty good right then, Slim. But why don't you play that little Rice Krispies song?
That's a good idea. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Let's march right up to the table now. Rice Krispies taste the best. And how? Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Yeah, make your breakfast tomorrow morning more fun, more delicious. Make it a Kellogg's Rice Krispies breakfast. Order several packages at the grocer's today. Now, let's get back to Wild Bill Hickok. Miles to the east of Pop Ranny's station, Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles were waiting in the town of Virgil for any news of the train-robbing gang.
Bill, you mean to say that nobody's got any idea who these train robbers are?
No idea so far, Jingles. People just call them the Choya gang because they're as hard to get to as a Choya cactus. They've struck three times now.
Yeah, but the robberies were stayed so far apart. Where are you going to start looking?
I'm waiting now for somebody to spot them and send me a telegram. Every operator on the line is alerted. Steady, Buckshot. Woo boy. Pull up here, Jingles.
Ooh. The telegraph office. How am I to know?
That's right. I'm going in to check for a message now.
Well, you can go alone. Every time we get near one of those doggone telegraph machines, things start jumping around us like a wild cayuse sunfishing under a dude rider.
You'd better come along, partner.
Oh, no, I ain't. I'm going to sit right here and wait for you.
All right, but don't get in any trouble.
Well, don't get in any trouble, he says. Not me that gets us into all these messes. Those dad blasted telegrams. Wish they'd take every foot of telegraph wire and throw it in the old Pecos River. I'm a peaceful citizen, doggone it. Never started an argument with nobody in my whole life, and I don't intend...
All right, Jingles, let's ride.
What? Well, what happened, Bill?
I got a telegram from old Pop Ranny. His station's 10 miles east of here.
Oh, Joker, steady. What's doing over there, Bill?
That's the trouble. I don't know, but there's something dead wrong, and I mean to find out what it is. Hi, Buckshot. Come on, Jingles, get your head in the breeze. Hi.
Jump, Joker, we're in for it again. You heard what Bill said. Pound the trail.
Jigs, looks like we made another hole and got off clean.
Yeah, sure we did. I told you if you'd play it my way, we had nothing to worry about. Look at this poster I grabbed off the Virgil post office wall.
Wanted, the Choya gang, train robbers, dead or alive. $1,000. Hey, we're famous.
Sure we are. And they don't even have our descriptions. The Choya gang. Hey, that's not a bad name they give us.
Yeah. It's too bad they don't have our pictures to put up on them posters.
Well, they ain't gonna get them.
What about that message the old geezer was sending to Wild Bill Hickok?
Don't you go worrying about that. I plugged him before he finished it. Hickok will never get that message.
No. Well, look down there on the road, headed for the station. Who's that, Jasper, if it ain't Hickok? And he's got that bull-sized deputy with him.
Where? Well, I'll be a limping freight.
Hey, I can plug him easy for
you.
No,
you hammerhead. That'd give us away, sure. If you miss, he'd be after us good.
Well, what are you going to do?
Let me think. When I figure it out, we'll get that Hickok and that big saddle slapper where they don't stand a chance of getting out alive.
Station, Bill, you reckon this is all a wild goose chase?
I don't know, partner, but that message was meant for me even if Pop didn't get a chance to finish it.
How come he didn't?
I don't know. I've seen that kind of a telegram before, Jingles, and it usually meant the operator was plugged in the back.
You mean you're thinking that, well, that's what happened here?
Only one way to find out. Woo, Buckshot, woo, boy.
Sure looks quiet enough around this station now.
Yeah, maybe too quiet.
All right, get him up or I'll plug you.
Hey, now point that hardware the other way. It makes me nervous.
Maybe you better holster that six-gun, Tim.
Huh? How'd you know me?
I'm Marshal Hickok. I've got a list of all stations and the men in them. I guess you're the assistant here, Tim Malone.
That's right, Mr. Hickok. Gee, I was never so glad to see anybody in my whole life.
Well, you look a little pale, sonny, for somebody who's so toad-hop and glad to see us. Maybe you better sit down.
You know, you'd be pale, too, if you'd have been here this morning.
That's just what we came here to find out about.
Oh, then you got the message Pop was trying to send?
Yes. Where's Pop?
Well, he's up at the Undertaker's.
Shot in the back, was that it?
Just like you guessed, Bill.
Yeah. He only had a week to go before his retirement.
Why those sneaking sidewinders? Well, it was the Choya gang, wasn't it?
Yeah. How'd you know?
Oh, I'm doing a little guessing myself. Pretty good, too, huh?
All right, Tim. Let's start from the beginning and tell me the whole story, just as it happened.
Well, Pop and me was in here just before old number 9 was due, and he was talking about retiring. Then we got the message saying to notify you if we saw it.
Jiggs, ain't you figured out a way to get rid of Hickok yet?
Ain't so sure I want to get rid of him.
You loco? Train robbing ain't safe now that he's sniffing along our trail.
That's right, Jiggs. All right. Load up them six guns and rifles. There's seven of us and only two of them. Three at the most with that young assistant station master.
Sure, we can blast him out of that station easy.
Now, hold on to your harness, Joe. We'll do this my way. First off, we'll ride down and stop well out of range. The sun's going down now, so you, Salty, can sneak up to the window and see what's going on.
Oh, let's just cut loose shooting. That's the only way we'll get Hickok.
Shut your trap, Joe.
Yeah.
I'm running this shebang. All right, hit those saddles. Let's ride.
Then me and Pop, we ran in here, and Pop started pounding the brass as hard and as fast as he could, trying to get the message through. But the leader of the gang busted in the door, and he listened a minute to what Pop was sending. Then he barked, "You ain't sending no message to Wild Bill Hickok about this robbery." And then he shot Pop in the back.
Now, if that ain't the lowest, meanest thing I ever heard of.
And you didn't see his face, Tim?
No, Mr. Hickok. You see, he wore a mask.
So we still don't know who... Hey, wait a minute. Tim, you said he came in and listened, then said... You ain't sending no message to Wild Bill Hickok, that right?
Yes, why?
What was he listening to?
Oh, just the key clicking away under Pop's fingers.
Nobody was seeing the message while Pop was sending?
No, I didn't even know what he was sending myself.
Then he could read the Morse code.
By George, Mr. Hickok, sure.
Yeah, by the whiskers on my great Aunt Hattie. You're right. Hey, that's great, Bill. Well, now, what's so great about it? That don't help us none.
Yes, it does, Jingles. Now we know that the leader of the Choyo gang of train robbers is our railroad man himself.
We do? Oh, yeah. Well, that's just that. Hey, Bill, a masked face at the window.
Now, where'd he come from?
I don't know, but I doubt if he's going anyplace from here.
I think you got him, Mr. Hickok.
Well, let's take a look out that window.
Yeah, and I sure hope he's just breathing enough to tell us something.
Yeah, I'm afraid he's not going to tell us much, partner.
No, I reckon not. But, Bill, if he was sneaking up here, then there... Tired of being shot.
Mr. Hickok, they're all around the building, and it's the same gang.
I see him, Tim.
That tall one there, that's the one that shot Pop Ranny.
Oh, he did he? Well, now I'll just take that polecat myself. Doggone it, I missed him.
That's all right, partner. You shot his hair off. Tall, blonde hair. So he's the leader. You keep shooting, Jingles. I got an idea.
What are you doing, Mr. Hickok? Hey, I didn't know you were a telegraph operator.
Well, Wild Bill Hickok can do most anything, Tim, when it needs to be done. Sure you made him whistle that time.
Keep him busy, Jingles. I've got to get this message through.
Hey, Jiggs, keep this up all night. Hey, that jughead's too good with a six iron. That shot parted my hair. And they've already got Salty.
All right. Pull back and take cover behind those tires piled up over there. Red, Shorty, you take the north side. Hold up and keep shooting.
Okay.
Where are you going, Jiggs?
Around the south side where I can get closer. Maybe I can figure out a little surprise for Mr. Wild Bill Hickok and his friends.
Oh,
faster action than I hoped for.
You robin weasel, that was too close.
You get an answer, Mr. Hickok?
I sure did, Tim.
Who are you ticker-talking to, Bill?
The operator, Big Springs.
Well, did he tell you how we could get out of this mess we're in?
No, but he told me who was causing all our trouble.
Well, heck, I could have told you that. It's that ring-tailed bobcat right out there. Doggone it! Come out from behind that tie pile so I can plug you. Oh, doggone it again. The gun's empty.
Better get down while you reload, Jingles.
Oh. Jingles, Mr. Hickok, he's hit. I'll get him away from the window.
No, Tim, you stay down. Get away from that window.
But he's hit bad. Tim.
Oh, Bill, did they get Tim?
Yeah, partner.
He was trying to help me.
Yeah, poor kid. Where'd they get you, Jingles?
In the side, I think. Don't worry about me. Watch out for yourself. They might try to close in now.
Yeah, they just might. That gives me an idea.
Right now's a good time for a real Lollapalooza, partner.
Well, it's getting dark enough. Yeah. Just might work.
Well, you better get to shooting. Here, prop me up a little and hand me Tim's gun. I ain't dead yet.
No, Jingles, hold your fire. You just stay quiet.
But, Bill, I...
Quiet, I said.
Hey, they stop shooting. That's a bad sign.
Maybe.
I know you're in there, Hickok.
Let him have it, Bill.
Hold it, Jingles.
Huh?
Keep quiet.
Hey, Hickok!
You trying the old possum trick, Bill?
Yeah, partner.
Good.
It's a long chance, about 6-1.
6-2. I still got one shooting hand left.
We're coming in after you, Hickok.
He's getting itchy.
Yeah, but it sounds like he needs it.
All right, boys. Close in. Take it slow. Come on.
You game, partner?
No, it's now or never, Bill. The way I feel, I ain't going to last much longer, and I'd rather get a crack at him before I go.
Cut out that kind of talk. I'm gonna lay still.
You ready now, Red? Shorty? You take the east door.
All right.
Joe Brad, you come with me.
So they're splitting up, huh? Coming in both doors.
That's going to make it tougher, Bill.
Yeah.
All right. Bust down those doors and go in shooting.
Here they come.
Jinx, it's a trick.
Why, blast them. Let them have it.
Tumble out of your bunks, boys. Hustle into your boots and Levi's. We got a big ride ahead. Let's parade over to the chow line and get a breakfast under our belts that'll start us off singing Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Let's march right up to the table now. Rice Krispies taste the best. And how? Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Rice Krispies mean more fun and pep. So come on, gang, let's get in step. Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Add milk or cream, that's all you do. Then listen to them talk to you. Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Sounds like good eating, doesn't it, partner? If you don't have plenty of Kellogg's Rice Krispies at your place, you better rustle up some for breakfast tomorrow morning. Now, ask your mom, will you? I'll bet she'd be glad to get you a couple of packages of Rice Krispies the next time she gets groceries. You'll go for them because they're mighty, mighty good. Now, let's get back to Wild Bill Hickok.
With Tim Malone dead and Jingles wounded, Wild Bill Hickok's situation inside the station was becoming desperate. He took a tricky chance and held his fire. Then the Choya gang started closing in. Suddenly, they burst through the door.
It's a trick.
Why, you blast them, boys. Let them have it.
Oh, boss, they got me. Well, Bill, that cuts down the size of the Choya gang considerable. To just one little measly train robber.
Yeah, partner. All right, Berman, stand where you are.
What'd you call me, Hickok?
By your real name. That mask won't do you any good now, Berman. I know who you are.
How'd you find that out, Bill?
I sent that message to all stations asking if a tall, blonde telegraph operator had been fired from a railroad job lately. Big Springs came back with the answer. Jiggs Berman. I figured he wanted revenge, so he took to robbing trains.
Well, you ain't got me yet, Hickok. I'm getting out of here.
No, you don't, Berman.
I'll be right back, Jingles.
Keep making for the train, Bill!
You ain't taking me to jail, Hickok. I'll throw you off this bus car right now.
What you think, mister?
Well, hey, I'm falling.
No, you're not. No. Here's another one for Jake. away from that throttle.
Out of my way, you old coot. I'm taking over this engine.
No, you don't, Jack.
What's up, Marshal? He's got a shovel.
I see it. Yeah, I got a shovel, and it's going to make a big hole in your head.
That takes care of your shovel, mister. Now I'm taking care of you.
The saints be praised, you knocked him out.
All right, Mike, stop this wood burner and back up to that station again.
What for, Marshal?
I've got to get my pointer to Oscar. Take this varmint to jail and put a few ex-train robbers in the morgue. Take it easy with him, Mike.
Easy, is it? Faith, and I've loaded buffalo carcasses that weighed less than this partner of yours.
Oh, put me down, Bill. I can walk to that train myself.
Not this time, partner. All right, Mike, let's put him up in the cab.
Faith, and I wish you had me a derrick on this engine.
Can I blow the whistle, Mike, huh? Always wanted to blow a whistle. Please, Mike, huh?
No, you'll be sounding like my little granddaughter, Maureen, and she's only six. Sure, if you want to be a baby, you can blow the whistle. There you be.
Now, you quit hoorahing me, Michael. Faith, and the reason I want to blow the whistle is to celebrate the finish of the Choya gang.
Well, now, if that's it, get to blowing.
Sure, partner, let the world know about it.
All right, engineer, highball this iron horse. I got to find a doctor.
And highball it is. Here we go. And may heaven help the sawbones that has to dig around in that big carcass of yours, prospecting for them lead slugs.
Yeah, who knows, Jingles? Maybe you'll find some gold, too.
Well, now, that might be a right fine thing for him to do, Bill. That way he could operate on me and collect his bill at the same time.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
We'll be back your way on Monday, folks, with another Wild Bill Hickok story for you, so be with us then.
Yes, sirree, Bob, because we've got a humdinger all about how Wild Bill gets tangled up with one of the deadliest outlaws of the Old West, and the story Outlaw's Bargain.
Meanwhile, Andy and I also hope you'll remember to get Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Right, it's the world's only talking cereal.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Kellogg's Rice Krispies are great. So long.
See you Monday.
Yes, sir. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Fred Shields, Lou Marcel, and Bill Baucom. Our director is Paul Pierce. Music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. And don't forget to listen Monday, same time, same station, when Wild Bill Hickok comes face to face with mob violence and a strange outlaw's bargain. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal. Kellogg's Corn Flakes, America's favorite ready-to-eat cereal. And Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops, the cereal with a sweetening already on it.